こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。イエーイ、 I'm back。
2ヶ月ぶりに
2ヶ月ぶり。じゃあ1個目、Facebook と Apple の2社がそれぞれ女性従業員の卵子凍結を医療保険の対象に含めると発表しました。通常凍結の、費用は1サイクル約100万円で、その後の保存に毎年5万円以上かかりますが、一般的に健康な女性の場合は保険適用外です。企業がこうした方針を取るのは初めてのことです。
Facebook and Apple have decided to include the freezing of women's eggs as part of the company's health insurance programs. Typically the procedure costs 1 million yen per cycle and costs another 50,000 yen per year. Under normal circumstances for healthy womenThe freezing of eggs is not something covered by health insurance, and this is the first time this has been offered as part of a company health insurance plan.
そう、なんか賛否両論だよね。イエーイって言ってる人と、なんかこれをやっちゃうと、じゃあ女の人はもっと働いて子供は後でいいじゃんっていう風に思っちゃう人もいるんじゃないとか。
How doable is that really? If you have your eggs frozen, let's say you're 35 years old and you're worried about your age.
なんかね、
Is the success rate pretty high? Is this reliable?
No. I mean, やっても絶対に子供ができるっていうわけじゃないんだよね。で、その1サイクルで多分なんか10個ぐらいかな、卵取れるみたいなんだけど、結局自分の年齢が上がるにつれて、その卵1個につき成功率が下がるから、もっと卵を取らなくちゃいけない、いっぱい。そうすると体への負担もかかってくるし、その1サイクル全部取れたとしても成功率が 35% だから、卵子を凍結しといたからって後で絶対に妊娠できるっていう保証は全くないんだよね。そう、まあそれをだから女の人が分かってる上で選択するんだったらいいんだけど、それがあまり伝わってないと怖いよね。
Do you think a lot of the people that might do this procedure could end up regretting it if it fails to produce a child in the future?
I guess.
That's a real possibility.
Yeah, I guess it happens. 私も友達で30歳になった子がいるんだけど、まあ、その子が前に、まあ、30の時点で結婚の予定とかがなかったら卵とフリーズしようとか言ってたのね。でもなんかそれはで、なんか費用とかもその子は調べてたんだけど、やっぱりなんか凍結しとけば後で絶対できるみたいな、ちょっと簡単に思っちゃってたから、そうだから一応このリスクが分かってないと怖いよね。しかもね、この凍結した卵子からちゃんと妊娠して子供を産んだっていう例が世界で2000件ぐらいしかないんだって。まだ
Out of how many attempts?
I have no idea. No idea. でもやってる人は多分いっぱいいると思うんだけど、実際にね、後々にじゃあその卵を使って妊娠してっていうのが世界で2000件しかないから、まだだから統計としても弱いから何とも言えないよね。
So at the very least it's still somewhat experimental. It's not really an established, I mean if there's only 2,000 cases of it so far.
Yeah.まあ、新しいからね、結構。
But that also means it's probably improving.
I guess.
Maybe in the near future, 10 years from now, you will be able to save your eggs. But what are the implications of having a child later in life? Let's say when you're 45 and you have a child, or you're 50 and you have a child. You know, how late do you really want to go? You know, how... Because you could...You may not have as much time with your child. I mean, you won't have as much time with your child if you postpone giving birth to a child, right?
Yeah, that too, and the risk も上がっていっちゃうから。
Risk for you and for the child.
Yeah, exactly. だからまあ難しいよね。ただでも、どっちにしろやる女性はいるわけだから、まあ企業が負担してくれるんだったらそれはそれでありがたいけどね。まあ自分で全部払うよりはさ。
Do you think this is something that's going to become more common with
large
companies?
でもなんかさ、日本の企業だとさ、有給とかもちゃんと取れないわけじゃん。それでこういう制度あるとさ、なんか、 あちょっと育休欲しいんですけどとか、あちょっとそろそろ子供作りたいなと思っても、いや卵凍結すればいいじゃんっていうことになりそうで、それは嫌だよね。 That's kind of scary。 でもなんかアップルはこれだけじゃなくて、不妊治療とか養子縁組とかのお金も出してくれるんだって。
Is work becoming way too important?
Yes. 絶対そうだよ、本当にそう思う。私
it does seem like it.
Overrated. Totally overrated.
Because I have friends that work until midnight or later、mm. on a regular basis、mm. They have to take a taxi home.
思うんだけどさ、なんか苦労した方がいいみたいな感じあるじゃん、
mm.
頑張った方が偉い、苦労した方が偉い。でも結局死ぬ時に誰かがそれをさ点数つけてくれてるわけじゃないじゃん。
Yeah.
あ、こんだけ苦労したんだ偉いですねとか言って、なんかメダルとかくれるわけでもないし。
And if you postpone your life until you're 55 or 60、
うん、
you're fucking 60.
そう、
you're 60, what are you gonna do?
そうなんだよ、
you're old as shit.
そうなの、そうだから、
I mean, it's not over, but that's、you may not even live that long.
そうなの、
so a lot of people save up money and essentially postpone their life until later, but、The time is now.
そうなの。そうだからなんか苦労したりとかすることが悪いって言ってるんじゃなくて、あまりにも過大評価されすぎてるというかさ、なんか、あ、じゃあ退職したらここに旅行行って、退職したらこれしてこれしてあれもやろうとか言ってても、結局何があるか分かんないからね。
And that stuff doesn't happen. It may not happen.
I know. You may not be here.
You may just get hit by a bus.
Exactly.
Tomorrow.
そうだよ、本当その通りです。Live in the moment.
次、
アプリ Snapchat で過去にやり取りされたユーザーの写真が20万件ほどネット上に流出した問題で原因が判明しました。 Snapchat は自分のプライベートの写真が相手の端末に残らないよう自動消滅機能をつけて写真を送信でき、もし相手が写真を保存した場合には送信者に通知が来る仕組みです。今回狙われたのは、スナップチャットで受信した写真を相手に知られないように保存できる別のサイト、snapsaved.com で、ハッキング被害により写真が流出したとみられています。スナップチャットの自動消滅機能を利用して、自分のセクシーな写真を送信しているユーザーが多く、さらにユーザーの大半は13歳から17歳と年齢が若いため、流出写真には、自動ポルノに抵触するものが含まれる可能性が高いと見られています。流出写真。
Investigators have figured out how more than 200,000 photos sent using the application Snapchat have been leaked on the internet. Snapchat is an application designed to allow users to send photos that automatically self-destruct moments after being viewed, even notifying the sender if the recipient takes a screenshot. However, there are third-party applications like snapsaved.com that enables users to save Snapchat images without the recipient being notified. It was snapsaved.com that was targeted by hackers, resulting in the Snapchat image leaks. Because many Snapchat users use the application to send sexy photos, and because many of the Snapchat users are between the ages 13 and 17, it is likely that the photo leak incident could be complicated by child pornography laws.
So...だから先月のね、あのセレブの写真が流出しちゃったファプニングあったけど、今回はもう普通の人たちだから。
This one's not a fappening. I hope it's not.
ああそうだね。That's too gross. そう、特に若いからね、みんなが。
But there are a lot of、users of Snapchat that are older than 17 as well.
Yeah, of course.
So I wouldn't rule any fappening out completely.
うん、だし、まあでも怖いよね。だからセレブじゃなくて普通の人でもいつでもこういう可能性があるっていう。だから本当は撮らないのが一番なんだよね。
Yeah, but that's boring.
I know. Have you taken、 その受け取ったんじゃなくて自分がセクシー写真を撮って誰かに送ったことある？
I have, yeah. When
Me too.
In a relationship, I'm not sending it
Right, of course.
I'm not sending it through Snapchat. And I would be sending it to someone that I'm in a relationship with.
そうだね、私もそう。
And C, I'm not younger than 17.
そうね。でもなんかやっぱりこう撮るときにちゃんと顔と体が一緒に映ってないようにするとかさ、そういうあのもしやるとしたらね、そういう
これマミのアドバイス
だってギリギリさ自分じゃありませんって言えるようにしとかないといけないじゃん、
うん、
結構大事じゃない？意外と顔と体が同時に映ってないようにするっていう。
What about people with tattoos? Identifying tattoos?
Yeah, that's a problem too. まあでも普通の一般人の場合そこまでそんなに細かいとこ見て照らし合わせないじゃない。とりあえず顔が映ってなければ。
Just so if it ends up on the internet, you're kind of okay, I guess.
I guess. Is that the idea? まあ誰か分かんなければマシじゃない ？Right?
Hmm. But even if people didn't know, you wouldn't really want naked pictures of yourself on the internet.
それはそうだ。それはそうだ。自分のあの何データの中にとどまっていてほしいよね。
Mm.
I don't know. でもみんなやってるよね。
I think it's just,
少なくともこのうちら二人は やってるじゃん、やったことあるじゃん、
うん、
私周りの友達もみんなやったことあるよ。全然日本だとどうなんだろうね。
You and your Snapchat crew?
No, not Snapchat but like、oh. 普通にメール、yeah. iMessage とか、
うん、I think it depends on the generation, but I think our generation was probably the first cell phone selfie、sketchy photo generation. I don't know, maybe people were doing it with Polaroids before or something. I'll mail you a sexy Polaroid and it's just like neck down.
でもすっぱだかではなかったかもね。なんかワンピースとかさ、少なくとも服は着てたんじゃない？写真だったら。なんかデータだともっと気軽にできちゃう感じするよね。
What if someone invented...Oh no, that's a terrible idea. Never mind.
何?
No, it doesn't make sense. I was thinking like the opposite of a Polaroid.
Opposite?
So a Polaroid is blank and then the picture appears, right?
Yeah.
But you could have a Polaroid that's like Snapchat. So you take the photo and it...
Disappears?
It disappears.
Mission Impossible style.
I guess. No, it would just like fade to white. It's more like Back to the Future.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess.
But I guess someone could just take a picture of it, so.
なんかジェニファー・ローレンスも言ってたけどさ、その遠距離だったからいっぱいそういうの撮っちゃったみたいな。
Sure.
あるよね、それ絶対。あるよ。いると思うよ、いっぱい。
She might be telling the truth.
ね、だからやっぱり送ったらすぐ自分のデータからは消す。少なくとも、あの iCloud とかね、大事だよね。
There's no way to do it anymore. There's no way to share...like racy or sketchy photos with people without it being saved. That's not possible anymore, right?
そうだね。うん。まあ Snapchat was supposed to be the one that would solve everything.
It wasn't even close. It did the opposite.
Yeah, 逆だったね。yeah. 残念ながら。まあ今回 Snapchat のせいではないっていうことなんだけどね。
Sure. Well, it's still...They should have thought of this. Because those...
まあね。
Don't those third-party applications... don't they need, like, approval from Snapchat or something?
いらないんじゃないの？いるの？どうなの？
I'm not sure how it works
exactly. 宮川さん
なら
わかるかな？
I'd have to test it.
うん。確かにね。でも、あとあれだよね。Snapchat 今年の初めに、なんか顧客情報みたいなのはリークしちゃったんだよね。名前とか。まあだから何事も安全ではないよね。
What hasn't leaked so far? Can you name something that hasn't leaked?
ね、ある
?Gmail has leaked. Everything's leaked, right?
楽天とかもね、流出してたし、ね。
That Evernote thing, they leaked everything.
ね、結局流出しないものはないって思ってた方がいいよね。
The Sony, online gaming thing got hacked too.
Okay.もう無理だね。
Xbox Live has been hacked as well.
Oh god. Okay.
I think everything's leaky on the internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだね。それ前提に思ってないとびっくりすることになっちゃう。
Everything has leaked because of the NSA too.
I mean, まあそれを入れたらもう大変なことになるよね。
Yeah.
全部バレてる。
The internet's naked.
Yeah. Yeah. 次。 ノーザンイリノイ大学の研究チームの発表で、タブレット端末上でタッチスクリーンのキーボードを長時間使用すると肩に大きな負担をかける恐れがあることが分かりました。実験では被験者にタッチスクリーン、デスクトップ、ノートパソコンの3種類のキーボードを使用してもらい、その時の筋肉の動きや負荷を比較しました。タイピング速度は従来のキーボードでは平均1分間63ワードなのに対し、タッチスクリーンは半分以下の1分25ワードで、入力の正確さも従来のキーボードの方が上回りました。キーを打つ際の指の筋肉の動きはタッチスクリーンが一番小さいものの、入力中に常に手と腕をスクリーンから浮かせている必要があるため、肩と腕を支える筋肉に静的負荷がかかり、長時間蓄積することで慢性的な問題につながる可能性もあるとのことです。
A research team at Northern Illinois University has discovered that typing on a tablet's touchscreen for extended periods of time can put serious stress on the shoulders. The researchers conducted an experiment where participants used touchscreen, desktop, and laptop computer keyboards, and they monitored the stress put on the shoulders. The experiment also revealed that the typing speed of users was more than twice as slow among participants using the touchscreen keyboards versus traditional keyboards, or 25 words per minute versus 63 words per minute, respectively. In conclusion, the team determined that the additional load on the shoulders caused by using a touchscreen keyboard comes from the user having to float his hands over the keyboard. This long-term static load on the shoulders could potentially result in chronic joint problems. I've noticed that, actually.
私タッチスクリーンできないもんだから。iPad でこう長く打っていられない。なんかこう確かにこう手首と手を動かせないといけないじゃん。それがなんか、うん、イーってなっちゃう。わかる？なんか。
わかんない。
なんかこう変な風にちょっとだけ浮かせてなくちゃいけないから、イーってならない？なんか。
It's like the muscles in the back of your hands and in your wrists and in your shoulders, because your shoulders lift your what is this? This bone.
上腕に、違う。
Humerus?
骨?
No, is it? No, it's not the humerus.
腕の骨?
Yeah. To raise your arms in front of you, that requires your shoulders. So you're using the front of your shoulders. You're using your biceps, you're using your forearms, and these are all muscles that aren't designed to be used for long periods of time. These are more explosive muscles. So, as opposed to like your lower body, which can run for hours, your upper body just can't do stuff like
that. そう、このなんか手の甲と手首のつなぎ目みたいなところ、ここがなんか、ってなる。だから、iPad で、そうだから iPad 買ったとき、あ、これでなんかおしゃれにカフェで仕事とかできるわと思ったんだけど、結局全然。
Do you type slower?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't type slower on the iPad. I swear, on the iPad, I'm typing just as fast, if not faster.
あ、そう。私無理だわ。全然遅くなっちゃう。で、普通のパソコンで打った方が絶対早いし、ミスが本当に少ない。なんかこうピョッと押しちゃったらもうさ打てちゃうじゃん、タッチスクリーンって。だから全然できない。
On a computer, it doesn't have the predictive writing for you. Do you know what I'm saying? That doesn't exist on a computer.
Yeah.
So I think that's why for me it's faster on the iPad, because I can use that and I'm very good at using it.
あのなんかワンパラグラフぐらい間違えて消しちゃってまた同じこと言いたい時とかは便利だけど。まあ、that doesn't really happen to me. So, パソコンでやっちゃう。しかもパソコンも持ち歩かないで家にあるから重いから結局。だからカフェでおしゃれに仕事したことない。
But your tablet, your iPad is small.
ちっちゃい。iPad mini だから。
Yeah, I have the normal one.
あ、そうだ。でかいよね、マイケルのやつ。
So, yeah, I think that's part of the difference.
あの iPad につなげれるキーボードあるじゃん、なんかちっちゃいやつ、あれは使ったことあるけど、あっちの方がまだ全然良かった。
They have the Bluetooth ones too.
あ、いや
But if you're carrying a keyboard, you might as well just carry a laptop. No?
ああ、 Well, because laptops are way heavier than, say, iPad mini.
Plus keyboard.
Because these mobile keyboards are pretty light, you know. だから。まあ、携帯で打つ方が絶対早いね、iPad よりは。
Really?
私は。
No way.
Yeah.
On your phone, it's just your thumbs, though.
でも慣れてるからかな。
No, it's, I think, you know what? I was reading a study recently where it was talking about how Japanese kids write essays on their phone. They don't write essays on their computer. And they looked at the words per minute. I know in this study it says that traditional keyboards were the fastest.
Yeah.
But for Japanese people, for Japanese kids, they're faster on their cell phone than on a computer. And I don't know about the computer education in Japan. Do you know about that in public schools? Like
I'm when sure they have classes, but I think in this specific case, あのさ、
it's
iPhone
the,
の日本語の打つやつって超早いじゃん。このスライドすればちゃんと。だから、
ひらがなキーボード。
そうそうそう。だからあれスライドしてかつ予測変換も使いとかやったら確かに早いかもね。
If you're on a regular keyboard, you're typing in ローマ字, right?
そうそうそう。だからこ
っちの。So you have to hit something or three letters
for one letter.
Yeah, if you want to write
そうだね。行とかね。
GYO
とかね。
チ is CHI. But on the iPhone keyboard, you just swipe left.
Yeah.
On top.
一瞬だもんね。0.1 秒、確かに。
That's one third of the movement, isn't it?
でも長いやつを携帯で打ってるとどんぐらいの量自分がもう書いたかが分かりにくいから
結構困る。 My thumb gets tired doing that.
だから私コラムもパソコンで書いてる。あとはなんかひらめき的ななんかぶつ切りにしてやっちゃってもいいものは携帯。なんか You know, like when I'm writing songs or I don't know something.
What songs、
like、
have、
that.
You written recently?
I haven't in a long time, but you know, なんかちょっと覚えておきたいなっていう時はいいけど、長いの書く時はちょっとね、ページ数とかは分かんなくない？だって携帯だと、ワード数とかさ、
I never write so much that I'm wondering how many pages it's been.
まあそんな書くことないか。
Actually, like.I used to do some school stuff on my phone. So I think I've written pages. And then I send it to my computer and I open it. It's like a paragraph.
そうそうそう、
like、
そういうこと。
I haven't written anything.
そうそう、そういうこと。分かりにくいんだよね。だからGoogle ドキュメントとかもページ数が出ないよね、あれ。だから、ページ数は出るかな。でもなんかさ、
I think you can turn it on.
あ、OK。なんかどんぐらい書いてるか全然分からないんだよね。で意外とないっていうめっちゃ書いたと思ったのに意外とないんだよ。 I don't know. でも最近のキッズはすごいね。
Are they?
だってさ
They should learn how to type on a computer.
でもさうちらの時代なんてさピッチとかポケベルだからさピッチでエッセイ書くとか絶対無理じゃん。何 マックス何文字とか決まってるから。
You know, it's fine for kids to write essays in Japanese on a phone like that using the hiragana keyboard.
Yeah.
But if you ever need to write something in English, you're going to be much better off knowing how to use a regular keyboard.
Right? I'm sure they do, though, right? They do
well,
know.
Well, the study was saying that they can't type fast at all on a regular keyboard. That's why they use their phone. When I was a kid, we had to play games, typing games.
あ、私もあった。小学校の時とかでしょ。
And if you don't type fast enough, a shark eats you.
あ、私のなんかカウボーイみたいなのだった。で、缶とかをパンパンパンって打たなきゃいけない。
And you type for that?
Yeah, like なんかあの何ダミーみたいなのにワードが書いてるのがパコンパコンって出てきて、それを打つと、you know, you're shooting it.You know what I mean? で、なんかポイント貯まる。そう。小学生の時だけど。あれ、でも、練習になるのかね、やっぱ。
I got so fast from that shark game.
Oh, yeah? 特に子供だと、そっか。
Within a month, I went from, like, barely being able to type to, I was just, I was typing like as fast as I would speak.
でもやっぱオフィスとかにいるとなんかあの COO とかめっちゃなんか超仕事できてイケてるダンディなおじさんがいてさ、本当に超仕事できんので、いつも Bluetooth のこの何受話器耳につけてて、mm. 超テクノロジーできますみたいな感じなのに、タイプするときあの人差し指だけ使うの、yeah. そのギャップがちょっとキャってなるよね。なんかめっちゃ仕事できるのに打つときは人差し指なんだみたいな、かわいい、mm. でもそういうおじさん結構いると思うんだけど、カチャカチャカチャカチャみたいな。
I see old people trying to use phones and it cracks me up sometimes. Like trying to take pictures or something.
My mom always takes pictures with her iPad. And I feel like young people don't really do that. でかいじゃん、なんか。カシャカシャみたいな。
Yeah, I don't see many Japanese people doing it, but it seems pretty common outside of Japan.
でも若い人はみんな電話じゃない？やっぱおばちゃん、おじちゃんたちがさ、こう iPad 掲げてカシャカシャってやってるのをよく見る。Mm.
But there are all those phones that are kind of in between, like the phablets.
Mm,
so I feel like it's all being okay. It's all becoming okay now.
この間ね、iPhone 6 Plus 持ってる人見たんだよね。でかいよね。あとね、富士急行ったんだけど、あの iPhone 6出た次の日ぐらい、あのそこでもう持ってる人がいたの、富士急に。すっごいでかかった。
That person's so busy.
Right? 本当だよね。
Okay, so I'm going to get my iPhone 6 Plus and then I'm going to Fuji-Q tomorrow.
And get in the line for 3 hours.
So people can see my cool cell phone. I don't like the iPhone 6. I don't like it at all.
私も生で見たけどやっぱでかすぎてさ、これどうしたらいいの？
Even the normal one, not the Plus, but the regular iPhone 6.
あれもでかいよね。私手がちっちゃいからさ、もう絶対無理なんだけど、あれ。
Even the normal one.
うん、無理でしょ。しかもよくベッドに寝っ転がりながらさ、こうやってる時にさ、顔に落とすことない？ない？私だけ？それがさ、電話がでかければでかいほどダメージがでかいじゃん、ガツンって、うん、だから
じゃ軽い方がいいか、
うん、おでこに落とした時用に。 I don't know. Yeah, it's too big. If it's too big for you, thenObviously, it's humongous for me.
Well, the lens sticks out. It's stupid. So if you put it face down on the table, it's like gata gata. It won't lay flat on the table.
あれでしょ？だってケースをつける前提でやったんでしょ？あれは多分。
I don't want to use a case.
だから多分ジョブスさ、それ絶対嫌だったよね。
Yeah, why is the lens?
He hates cases.
Well, why is the lens sticking out?
ね。だからケースをみんなが買うのを前提にしちゃったんだよね。今回多分。
I feel like it kind of looks older than the 5S too. It's kind of like, I don't know. Who cares? I'm whiny.
Hi.
次, a team of biologists at Ruhr University Bochum in Germany has discovered that our skin has olfactory receptors that respond to certain odors by healing injured tissue.In a series of experiments, skin abrasions healed 30% faster when exposed to sandalore, a synthetic sandalwood odor. The researchers believe that this response is due to the OR2AT4 receptor, one of more than 15 olfactory receptors found in the skin that are also found in the nose.
ドイツのルール大学ボーフムの生物学研究チームが、人間の皮膚には特定の匂いを感じ取る受容体があり、その反応として傷ついた組織を治していることが分かりました。実験により、人工のサンダルウッドの香りをこの受容体が感じることで、すりむき傷が 30% も早く治ることが分かりました。これは OR2AT4 という受容体で、鼻の中にも存在するものです。面白いね。
Yeah, it's this is a weird area of biology right now.
じゃあやっぱさ、アロマセラピーとかさ、アロママッサージとかさ、いいってことだよね。
I don't know. It's certainly the potential for those treatments to be effective is certainly there. But we have just barely scratched the surface as to what odors react with what receptors. Like, we don't know. We know that there is an olfactory receptor in skin tissue that triggers healing when exposed to this sandalwood odor. But we have to figure out each of those.
ね、なんか他のやつ知りたいよね。あの、これは効かなかったとか、これはいいですとかさ。
There's more than 350 of these for human beings.
For what?
350 olfactory receptors that we know of for human beings.
すごいね。
It's really weird.
うん、だから鼻でわか、え、じゃあ鼻塞いでても体はわかってるってこと？嗅げてるってこと？でも匂いとして脳に伝わるわけじゃないから別にあいい匂いだなって思いはしないってこと？
Well, the way our nose works is it just sends a signal to our brain.
Right.
So it's to actually let the brain know. The other olfactory receptors don't really let the brain know anything.
そういうことね。
It's just a programmed response, essentially. These olfactory receptors are just chemical detectors. So certain chemicals will interact with certain receptors.
Okay.
It's designed to detect a very specific chemical. So the signal we get when we smell one scent is different than the signal that we get from when we smell something else.
Right.
That's how we know, like, oh, this smells like donuts, or this smells like, I don't know,
right.
berries or something.
そうだね。
Flowers. There's so many different smells.
そうね。人もね。
So it's kind of like our skin is smelling without letting us know.
言ってよって感じじゃない？
Well, I don't know what.
It's like there's so much about ourselves that we don't know.
But there's only so much information that we can make useful with our brain.
そうだね。
You know, some things are better done without the brain's direct involvement, or at least the conscious mind's direct involvement, like controlling your heart rate. You don't want to have to think about that. Or controlling breathing. You don't want to have to think about that. You can think about it and you can control your breathing. But for the most part, you just kind of want that to work on its own. So that you can focus your attention on other things.
Yeah. So, でもなんかさ、自分の体だからどうにかコントロールできないかと思ってさ、今花粉症すごいから私、あの、マインドコントロールというかさ、I'm trying to tell these tissues or whatever muscles and everything, I'm trying to tell them that you know I shouldn't, my immune system is not supposed to be overreacting.
はい。
たまにワークするんだよ。多分心理的なものだけど。
Well, they the placebo effect is well documented. And so the effect of your conscious mind that certainly extends to a lot of your physical body.
そうなの。
結構。Whether or not that has anything to do with your allergies, or if you have an ability to suppress your allergies, I don't know. But it's not impossible.
そう、たまにね、聞くの。頑張って、こう、フォーカスして、はい、今目かゆくないみたいな。かゆくない、かゆくないみたいな感じで。
Well, people can control their heart rate. People can learn to control their heart rate. But how do you do that? Think about how you control your heart rate. Like, what do you do?
Yeah. だから it just means that we could control it.
Some people can. Some people can't. But with practice, most people can learn how to do it.
そう。だからアレルギーもこう練習したらできるようになるかなと思って。
But I think the way that we control our heart rate is by controlling our mind. We don't actually control our heart. We don't actually tell our heart to slow down.
Right.
We slow our mind down.
Yeah.
And we relax. And then the heart follows. So that's kind of like a real-time direct example of of the placebo effect. You know, your mind's workings controlling what your body does.
Mm. Yeah. Mind over matter. Ah!
So they found these olfactory receptors in the testes, which is the balls.
Okay.
Liver, heart, lungs, colon, brain, and muscle tissue. And they found that the olfactory receptors in muscle tissue respond to lily scent by regenerating faster. And they actually blocked this receptor, and then the ability of that muscle to regenerate was limited. So our muscle tissue responds to lily scent.
I don't really understand it.
I don't think many people do. But
今結構さ、これいい匂いのものになってるじゃん。サンダルウッドとかユリとか。でもさ、何でもいいわけでしょ。お肉とかさ、何？別にこういうフラワリーな匂いじゃなくてもいいわけでしょ。
It depends on the receptor.
Right?
The receptor will only respond to whatever chemical it's designed to.
それぞれの匂いに対して知らない間に体が変な風にこうやって反応してきてたっていうことでしょ。
We're being influenced by the odors around us.
ね、なんか全部どうなってるかもうちょっとチャートにしてほしい。気にならない？なんかユリだったら何？ Regenerate します。お肉はこうとか。
I'm sure someone listening to this that works in one of those aromatherapy things is like taking notes and ready to come up with some diagram that shows like
見たいよそれ。
Oh, you had a hard workout today? Let's light some lily incense or something like
でも
that.
結局そういうことでしょ？ それが意味があるってことでしょ？
I don't know if it works that way.
しかも鼻が詰まっててもいいんでしょ？ 関係ないんだもんね。 面白いね。
Well, if you can smell through your nose and then you know that the lily scent has that effect, maybe there's another placebo effect.
確かに。そうだね。
It's very, yeah, so it's very weird and ambiguous.
Yeah.
It's not... the stuff hasn't really been figured out yet. And they don't even know if the olfactory receptors originated in the nose or if they originated everywhere else first. And there seems to be genetic evidence suggesting that we have olfactory receptors in all of our tissue.
あ、そう。でもそうなるとやっぱりさ、だから脳が、overrated。 脳が一番大切で全部わかってる臓器だっていうのは嘘だみたいなさ、あの、crazy 説。
Well, it's definitely
sounds more legit now.
It's a big part of it.
面白いね。あ、だからやっぱさ、ほら、この話になるといつもまた出てくるけどさ、オーガンドーナーとか、でやっぱりさ、ちょっと記憶が残ってるとか、好き嫌いのプレファレンスが残ってるとか、でもさ、匂いがあるんだったら他にもいろいろ本当はあるかもしれないじゃん。今まで脳みそだけにあると思ってたわけじゃん、この匂いをセンスするとかも。
One of the problems with like the no nonsense hard science of this era is thatWhen we focus on the scientific approach, kind of requires us to clear everything.
Yeah.
Like we start from a blank slate, and everything we don't have evidence for is unsubstantiated, and therefore we assume that it's not true, unless there's evidence to prove otherwise.
Right.
But sometimes, instead of assuming that something isn't true, there you can look at towards these hints from thousands of years of anecdotal evidence. I mean, it's anecdotal, but it's still some form of evidence. And so there have been clues to a lot of the stuff that we have discovered, like epigenetics, for example. That wasn't established for a long time, but right, that was an idea that people had for a very hundreds of years.
そうね。
But before the hard science backed it up, it was kind of like, no, that's nonsense. That doesn't make any sense.
だからやっぱり臓器提供のやつも No one can say that it's stupid, right?
I have this weird idea, which is probably completely bullshit, but I wonder why it is that our that our minds and our intelligence can't actually influence our genetics. We assume that the genetic process is generally through elimination. So if something is eliminated by failing, by dying, that promotes the stronger genes. And then we introduced the whole epigenetics thing. But I wonder if there could even be a sort of intelligence to evolution.
Right, right.
And in a sense, I think culture does that.
Mm.
To some extent, right?
Yeah.
So if you can't thrive in the long work hours, this, you know, in the corporate life or whatever environment it is, if you can't thrive in that, then let's say you break down, you become depressed, and you commit suicide, thereby eliminating yourself from the gene pool.
Right.
Isn't that almost like conscious Darwinism? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
それを考え始めると、だから、あの、日本に画商しかになってるとかも、何かしらのエボリューショナリーミーニングがあるのかなとか思うとね、寝れないよ。
Yeah, I think there is.
Maybe like we're not supposed to be making children in Japan. Maybe there's some like biological or I don't know evolutionary meaning to it.
Well, look at Tokyo and the experiment with the rats in the densely population populated rat experiment and how a bunch of rats just went into the corner and curled up and were unable to function, and that's kind of what we see with the severe otaku culture, the hikikomori life, the nito life, or the whatever they're calling it now.
It
produces a dysfunctional society.
Yeah,
and it's kind of self-limiting.
Yeah,
like when the population density reaches a certain amount, those people stop having children. Doesn't that seem like a natural evolutionary function?
もう休んでる間超考える時間ありまくりで、めっちゃいろんなこと思いついたんだけど、 it's such a sensitive thing that like I don't know, なんか because like I feel like if you say that to Nito の人 like to their face, I am sure they'll get offended, right?
But look, like, how happy people are in Africa
or Colombia.
Yeah.
そうね、そうなんだよ、そうなの。だからそういう、
there's so much evidence.
そうなの。だからそういうのとかを見てると、あんながちそのニートの人とかをさ、こう責めるようなのは、それはそれでおかしいのかなって思うよね。結構なんかそれが悪いみたいな風潮じゃん。
Mm.
でも別にいいとか悪いとかいう問題じゃないのかなみたいな。何、生物学的にそういう、いやそうそう、事実としてね。と思うと面白いよね。
A team of Chinese aerospace graduates are developing a high-tech air umbrella that repels rain using jets of air. The air umbrella is shaped like a club and has no fabric or plastic material extended over a frame. Currently, the battery life is expected to last about 30 minutes and the unit will weigh about 800 grams. The umbrella is being funded via Kickstarter and is currently well past their goal of $10,000.
中国の航空宇宙分野の卒業生チームがハイテクな傘を開発しています。ゴルフクラブのような棒状のこの傘には布や骨組みはなく、空気をジェット噴射することで雨を飛ばします。現在30分間の連続使用が可能で、重さは 800g です。このプロジェクトは現在キックスターターで資金集め中ですが、すでにゴールの100万円を大きく超える資金が届いています。 800g? 普通の傘って何 g なの？これ重いのか軽いのかどっちなのかな。
I think it's about the same. Maybe a normal umbrella might weigha little bit less, but I think it's about the same.
Okay.
Right?
これさ、超面白いと思ったのはさ、ずっとさ、言ってたじゃん、傘ってなんでこれ以上進化しないのかなみたいな。
Yeah, it's one of my example items. We have the Concorde, we have the moon landing.
Yeah.
We have the Boeing 777, which is exactly the same shit as the Boeing 707 that came out in like 1964 or whatever it was.
And umbrellas,
which have been the same shit forever.
でもこれさ、こう空気が出てバーッと飛ばすわけじゃん。そうさ、飛んだ水はさ、どこに行くわけ？周りに降りかかってんの？
The people around you.
だからさ、混んで渋谷とか無理じゃない？もうみんながお互いにさ、
It's gonna turn into
雨を飛ばしまくる。
It's like Star Wars. Like people blasting water at each other with these weird sabers. These Chinese air blasting sabers.
いや、無理だよ。特に背ちっちゃい人とかさ、もう。困るじゃん。あ、でも背高い人も困るか。背低い人のやつがバーって顔に。
Tall people are in worse trouble.
そうだね。
Because there's more side.
確かに。マイケル無理じゃん。
Space. I'll just use like five of these.
それともさ、それともそんなに意外と勢いないのかな。その自分の半径ぐらいは、半径1メートルぐらいは飛んでるけど、そんな遠くまで別に。
You kind of get the same thing with a regular umbrella too. It bounces off the top, goes to 隣の人. And when you're using an umbrella, you're getting some side rain usually anyways.
No? まあね。まあね。Yeah, yeah.
This idea. I don't know if it will be the most... I don't know how well it'll actually work. But it's...
電池ってとこはちょっとね。
The design for this thing is so simple.It's so simple.
これ途中で電池なくなったらさ、
at the bottom there's a
どうすればいいの?
You'll get wet. At the bottom there's an on button, and then in the handle there's a bunch of battery, just a big like lithium ion battery, and then at the top there's a motor which spins like a little fan or a turbine or something, and so there's little intakes on the sides, so it pulls the air in and just shoots it out these little jets at the top. Like seriously, anyone could have made this. Anyone could. I could probably make this if I wanted. If I went and bought the materials and stuff. It's so simple. And they show it working, and they have a video. Did you see the video?
No, I only saw the picture. これ一個一個はいくらで売る予定なんだろうね。
I thought I wrote it down, but I guess not.I think it's like it's like 9,000円ぐらいかな。
あ、結構高いね。
For one.
Okay.
It's like 8,000円から9,000円。
まあでもそんなもんか。
But they have three different types. They have girl's version. The battery only lasts 15 minutes and it's tiny. And then they have normal version.
Okay.
Battery lasts 30 minutes and you get a one meter circle of rain stoppage.
Okay.
And then you have what they call like the Type C, which is basically the regular version, except it has a handle extension.
Oh.
So you can hold it normally.
Okay.
Because I think, because it's only 50 centimeters long, you kind of have to hold it up, no?
ちょっとだけ、あ、私は平気かもしれないけど。50センチでも。でも男の人はだいたい60センチとか65センチとかだよね。コンビニに売ってるやつは。だからちょっと10センチぐらいは今までよりは上げて持たないと。
Yeah, I'm talking about the handle length.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. Which?
Hand? Not the size of the bar itself.
Well, usually when they indicate like 50 centimeters or 60 centimeters on the, like the konbini umbrellas, aren't they talking about the radius? The radius of the circle of the umbrella.
長さじゃない?
Well, I think it's kind of the same thing, but that principle doesn't really apply to the air umbrella.
Ah, そうか、そうだよね。Ah, that's true. That's true. そっか。女の子は15分しか外に出れないの。
Yeah, that's weird, right?
電池持ち歩かないといけないのか。でも絶対もっと持つようにできるよね。
I think so,
yeah. With the current battery technology or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like they can do much better, 本当は。そっか。電池ね。まあ確かに傘めんどくさいんだよね。
Yeah.
でもさ、あのさ、あ、でもさ、ヨーロッパの人とか日本に来て、あの透明なビニール傘すごい感動してるよね、よく。あの透明なビニール傘だと周りが見えるじゃん、だから人とあんまりぶつからないじゃん、
うん、
だからあのすごいねこれって言ってた。
I have like a golf umbrella.
That's, What's that?
You know the golf umbrellas? They're like golf umbrellas probably weigh like 4 kilos or something.
What?
Maybe like 3 kilos. It's like really strong.
あ、パラソルみたいなやつ?
Yeah, basically. But you hold it by hand.
何のために持ってんの?
Golf.
Do you play golf?
No. I did in high school. I had to take like a golf class and I was like...
And you bought that umbrella?
No, I didn't. Where did I get that umbrella?
だってさ、なんかそれ持ってるって。
I think I bought it at like a used...
Oh, okay.
Something...
でもそれ持ってるって結構さ、ゴルフめっちゃやってる人じゃない?
I wasn't even using it for golf, really.
Oh, okay.
I think I was just...
You just wanted it?
I was like... 14 years old or something, and 15 or something.
何意味わかんない。
I just wanted this big ass umbrella. And so I was using it outside, and it's like twice as big as anyone else's umbrella.
And it's heavy too, right?
Yeah.
何これ。変な子供。
Yeah, for sure. 次。The European Space Agency's Rosetta spacecraft sent back an image of itself as it approaches comet 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko 478 million kilometers from Earth. The image was taken last week and captures one of the spacecraft's 14-meter-long solar wings with the comet clearly visible in the background. Streams of dust and gas can be seen extending away from the surface of the comet. The Rosetta spacecraft was launched in 2004 and has spent the last 10 years on course to intercept the comet and is now in its orbit. If the mission is successful, this will be the first time humans have landed a space probe on a comet. Descent of a small 100-kilogram lander called... how do you say this again? 100-kilogram lander called Philae to the comet's surface is planned for November 12th. The robotic probe will anchor itself to the surface by launching 2 harpoons, and then it will analyze the composition of the comet's material.
欧州宇宙機関の探査機ロゼッタが先週地球から4億7800万キロ離れた場所から自撮り写真を公開しました。写真にはソーラーを搭載したロゼッタの14メートルの翼とともに背景にはっきりと水星 67P チュリュモフ・ゲラシメンコが映っており、水星の表面から砂ぼこりとガスの流れができている様子も見られます。ロゼッタは2004年から今までの10年間ずっとこの水星を目指して旅をしてきて、ついに水星の軌道に乗りました。ロゼッタは11月12日に 100kg の探査機を水星の表面に着地させ、地表の成分などを分析する予定です。人類が水星に探査機を着地させるのは成功すれば人類初となります。地球から4億7800万キロ離れたとか言われるとさ、もうなんか意味が分かんないよね。
うん、It's not that far away. That's like That's like a bit closer than Jupiter. So you have
okay.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and then there's a gap in between where the asteroid belt is and Jupiter, which is actually pretty far away.
Right.
And the orbit of this comet is like in there.
Okay. でもなんでこの彗星なの?
It's close.
Okay.
I guess.
That's it.
I don't know.
Hmm.
There's probably a million different factors they looked at to determine which one they wanted to land on.
なんかさ、Mars One のニュース見た?
なんか、
あの、
which?
火星に人間がもし行ったとしても、今の技術だと、68日間ぐらいで最初の死人が出るみたいな。I think NASA said this. Yesterday?
NASA said this?
I think so, yeah. not the Mars One people. なんかシミュレーションしたら結局あの酸素とか食べ物とかを持っていっていても今の技術だとそう68日目に死人が出ちゃう。
I think I saw something about this. I don't know if that actually is a meaningful claim to make. I mean, they wouldn't do it unless they were sure that that wouldn't happen.
Right.
But yeah, there's the problem that exists currently is that if they use plants for oxygen in the facility, then they're going to end up with too much oxygen, and we don't have systems to deal with that because usually we do it the other way around.
そっかそっか。
Yeah, so,
やだよ。
So that's one issue.
だからやだ。
We need nitrogen.
絶対行きたくない。しかもあれ帰ってこれないんだもんね。
No one's asking you to go.
あれ帰ってこれないんだもんね。しかもね、片道切符だもんね。
No, you can come back.
You can't with Mars One.
With Mars One, they say that, but that doesn't make sense to me.
Because they don't have the. I thought it was because they don't have the technology to bring them back. だから。
Well, I have a lot more faith in Elon Musk's plans for Mars. And he says that for sure there will be trips back. Because the rockets are empty when they come back, so. So you can get on. That's what he said.
Ah, okay. なんかもともとはあれだよね、そのあっちでアセンブルできないからっていうことだったんだよね。で、そのローンチするものをアセンブルできない、なんかそこまでのなんていうの、ものを運んだりとかできないから、なんか先に酸素とか食べ物とかが先じゃん、やっぱり。そうするとまあ帰ってくるっていう選択肢が後回しになっちゃうみたいなことだったけどね、最初は。まあイーロン・マスクがね、どんどん新しいの出してるから、わかんないね。
He just revealed a new electric car that it's like the 0 to 60 time is 3.2 seconds, which is faster than a Lamborghini supercar.
Wow.
It's faster than like the McLaren supercar. So,
でもさ、速い車ってさ、ドイツでオートバーンに乗らない限りさ、どうして欲しいの？
Well, they're not really going out of their way to make the fastest supercar. That's not what Elon Musk is trying to do. That's just a consequence of the electric drive technology, which is just so much more effective for that.
Well, I mean, with this one, I understand, but like with Ferrari とかさ、東京で乗ってる人もいるじゃん、いっぱい。でもどうせ早く走れないじゃん。なんで速い車が欲しいのかなって思ってずっと不思議なんだけど。
Well, even if you don't drive fast, it's still fun.
Okay.
Like my car goes fast, but I don't have to drive fast for it to be fun. And they have a lot of circuits here.
ああまあね、そういうとこ持っていけばね、楽しいか。Okay.
Yeah, but the well, let's get back to this comet mission. What do you think of the method of for it to anchor itself to the surface? I thought it was kind of cool.
ね、これいつも違うから面白くない？
Landing is always
一番楽しいよね。
They always have to come up with a new landing method.
Yeah, いつも違うよね。
Because they had the what was the was it the Curiosity rover? That when it landed, they used like the
逆噴射のやつね。逆噴射してちょっと浮かせるやつ。その Curiosity の前のやつがさ、なんかこういうあのボールっていうか、あの空気のボールみたいなのに入れてボヨンボヨンボヨンって。弾ませて着地させるとかさ、いつも結構なんか嘘みたいな面白いよね。
Yeah.
本当にこうやって着地させてんのみたいな、 YouTube で見れるけどさ。
Yeah, the bouncing one I thought was
funny, right?
It was. I wish we had a video of the actual bouncing.
あれ本当すごいよ。でもあの逆噴射も結構すごかったけどね。なんかサイファイの映画みたいで。って浮かせるやつ。
So this time they're using harpoons. Just getting to the comet was I mean, it took 10 years to get to the comet.
Right.
They launched this thing 10 years ago.
Mm.
So, and if you look at the path, it had to take a really weird path to get to the comet. Because the comet's orbiting the sun, right?
Mm.
But the spacecraft wants to orbit the comet.
Mm.
So it has to intercept the comet along the comet's orbit. You can't just go behind the comet and keep going faster.
Right, right.
You have to intercept it. So there's like a weird, there are these weird slingshot methods to like launch yourself around different things in the solar system. Using things, gravity, to change your course.
Because
if you have to use your own thrusters to redirect, you're just gonna, that's a huge waste of fuel.
So. Yeah, just like George Clooney in that movie.
Gravity?
Yeah.
I didn't like that movie at all. I hated it.
最初にさ, he's playing around, right? With all the air. Like, he's like moving around.
Oh, he, George like, Clooney overdoes the fucking thrusters every time.
I know, and it's like, あそこで遊ばなければ死ななかったのに.
I'm so sick of George Clooney. He's always George Clooney.
Yeah.
It was just George Clooney in space. And
isn't that the point?
He's so shit. I've had it. I've had it with George Clooney. Because I knew before I saw the movie, I'm like, I bet I'm going to watch this movie and he's going to just be like George Clooney in space, like sonomama, no acting. And as soon as like the first line he says, like it's just like typical
George Clooney.
Like he's just nampasteru in space. And no matter what happens, whether it's like orbital debris or whatever, he's like not in the moment at all. He's just like so chill and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm, you know, I know I'm so attractive and like irresistible. Or,
I guess that was kind of the point.
There was so much of like, I know, like you're attracted to me now that we're like, shut up, George Clooney.
He's just kidding.
Fuck.
まあ確かにね.
And then at the, I don't want to.
Don't spoil it.
It's been out for a while, no. No, yeah. I can't talk about it.
まだ早いじゃない?
But there's a scene later in the movie where like the woman gives him a lot of credit.
Right, right.
But he didn't do shit.
Right, right.
And I was like, I was just weirded out by like, it's like, what? What? Why is
it? 映画ってさ、どんぐらい経ったらスポイルしていいものなのね? 10年とか? だってさ、Sixth Sense の最後言っても怒る人いないでしょ? さすがに。 あれいつか忘れたけど。
Maybe like a year? I think it's like
year?
6 months or
6 months? Year. まだ映画館でやってるじゃない? I don't know. 難しいね.
I would say earlier, but I'm really slow at watching movies, so.
I saw Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Mutant Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
In Hawaii. In 3D. It's fun, yeah. なんか懐かしい気持ちになる。見てなかった?昔。見てたでしょ?
Yeah.
すごい懐かしい気持ちになるよ。
But it's all that CG stuff, right?
They're not cute.
Hmm.
Not like cartoons, but it's fun and Megan Fox is in it.
Is she CG?
No. No. No, she looked really good.
じゃあ見る。 Come on.
まだ日本でやってないかな?わかんないけど。 お話は終わりですか?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Oh, about this comet thing.
Yeah.
So one of the main risks for this thing, and the reason why they're using these harpoons that attach to the surface, is because the gravity of the comet is 1/10,000th that of Earth.
Oh, okay.
So there's a risk that it will bounce off if it just tries to land
normally.
It'll just bounce off and go into space.
After 10 years.
Yeah. No, this is actually a high-risk mission.
マジで? Like,
they don't have enormous confidence that it's going to succeed.
まあそうだよね。やったことないんだもんね。Yeah. あ、どっか行っちゃいませんように。 それ超がっかりじゃん。
Yeah, if you've been working on this for 10 years.
いや、それをシュッ打って、あ、どっか行っちゃった。いや、そうならないように祈っとこう。
Yeah. And they've had missions involving comets in the past, like the NASA Deep Impact mission.
Okay.
And that was a NASA comet mission where they like fired a thing into a comet.
Mm.
To like blast away part of the, to like make a crater and then take pictures.
Oh, okay.
But
did it work?
I think it ended up being like kind of bimyo because when they shot the comet, there was so much debris and like gas and dust that it was like dustier than they thought it was.
Oh, okay,
they thought it was more icy.
Oh.
So they couldn't really see that well.
Oh.
But I think it was still a success.
今回は失敗しませんように。
うん。
10年間もモニターしてる人がいるわけだからね。毎日。
Yep.
Okay.
以上です。
以上です。あの、お休みの間、本当にすごいいろんな人に、あの、Twitter とか Facebook とか、まあ、あとメッセージとか、もうすごい長いのとかもらって、本当にありがとうございました。あと、爆笑問題の太田さんも。ありがとうございます。But I'm back! Yay! Yeah. So. というわけで。
Welcome back.
Yay! It's good to be back. なんかちょっと一時期もう、なんかもういろんなことがあって、ああもうなんかニュースどうでもいいみたいになっちゃったんだよね。
Well, sometimes you need to focus on yourself.
そうだね。
Sometimes.You know, you need to get yourself in order before you can worry about
world
your
prizes.
Environment.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. Your environment doesn't matter if you're messed up inside.
Right, right. そうなの。というわけでお休みしてたんですけど、帰ってきました。あとコラムも、コラム、今週の土曜日か日曜日、19日にもう一個出るので、よろしくお願いします。あとあれだよね、トランスクリプト、
はい、
アプリで購入できますのでよろしくお願いします。
はい。
Anything else?
Well, you just got back, so
Yay!
we can start looking at some of those other things like the Android application and
YouTube
LINE とか。
あ、そうだよ。
どうなってんだろうね。
You vectorize them, right?
We're working on it.
Yeah.
今から。We're gonna start this thing back up.
はい。So. よろしくお願いします。引き
続き週1にする
？ Yes, yes. だから木曜日だよね。
うん。
毎週木曜日。もう仕事に疲れてきた週の終わりの近く。うんにちょっと聞いてもらえるとありがたいです。というわけで終わり。
Yep.
終わり。Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.